not sure what happened there, Pierre, but no audio, just the carrier. Over.
V5RJM, V5 Alpha Lima.
Well, that's much better. Full quieting, 5x5. Good signal there, Pierre. Over.
All right, I don't know what happened. I just turned off my DV switch and go back in, and it's working. I don't know what happened. So what's new, Randy, this morning?
Well, I woke up this morning. That's a good thing. So I guess that's sort of new. Got some more rain last night. That's not new. Oh, boy. You know, we got over 16 and a half inches of rain here this spring here in Kenora. Can you believe it? I talked to the guy there yesterday. He's got one of these fancy weather home stations there, and it accumulates. You can set it for accumulation or daily or whatever for precipitation, and he put it on accumulated or whatever, and since springtime, 16 and a half inches, Pierre, over.
Wow. Well, I don't think we see that kind of rain too often. I don't know, I'm not sure. Yeah, that's quite a bit of rain. Wet. I tell you, I don't know, maybe some farmer somewhere will be not happy camper. That's for sure. Oh, well. Yeah, it's supposed to rain tomorrow and Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I tell you. Well, I cut my grass yesterday. It was so long and too much rain. Hi. Back to you.
Yeah, Roger. You definitely don't have to fertilize this year. Not in our area either. So it doesn't take long. And just before you put the lawnmower away, you got to bring it back out, give it another shave, another cut. So trim or whatever. Yeah, it's the same over here there, Pierre, so. Anyways, I'm just busy doing some stuff here, so. And a little bit late here, I gotta take my meds here and stuff, so. I'll let you go. You got email on the side and Henry here. You can say good morning to them. And I'm gonna back out of here. So we'll talk later on Tuesday there sometime. VE5 Alpha Lima, VE5 RJM, and go ahead, Pierre.
Yeah, copy that. All right, 73 RND, and you take care. Have a nice day. 73. VE3 RHRY, VE5 Alpha Lima. Are you still there, Henry?
Yeah, go ahead, Pierre, and good morning. VA 3HOY.
Well, good morning, Henry. I don't know what's the weather over there at your QTH, but nice here anyway, so far. I just disconnect my HF antenna yesterday afternoon. That's multiband FN antenna, 80 till 10 meters, so I disconnect everything, take out everything, the post, and have too much branch tree around the backyard and stuff, so I disconnect everything, take out everything, and I bought a new one. I bought a Comet vertical antenna, Charlie Hotel Alpha 250 Hotel Delta. It's about 24 feet high, and it looked like a pretty good antenna. Back to you.
Yeah, okay, very good, Pierre. I'm not sure that I'm familiar with that antenna, but hopefully it will be a performer. Yeah, I know trees and that around that close to the QTH or to the antenna can really interfere with your signal getting out, because you want that signal out to the horizon as much as possible. But hopefully it'll work better for you. Yeah, our weather here yesterday was just gorgeous, just beautiful. But today we've had rain, we've had wind. It's not raining. It's not raining right now, but the forecast is calling for more rain. And in the next few days, rain should stop, but temperatures should go up to around 30, maybe even higher. You know what? I'm going to take a look right now. Oh, goodness. You know, Monday, 33. Tuesday, 34. Wednesday, 36. Not as bad as Europe, but bad enough. Go ahead, Pierre.
Well, yeah, no kidding. Well, I know I'm from Quebec City, and sometime when you got 31 in Quebec, Montreal, it's so humid. Oh, my God. You can't breathe. I just checked the news this morning in Paris, in Europe over there. 49 degrees today. Can you believe? 49. Shit. No way. You can go outside. That's impossible. And you go in the shade, and still very, very hot and muggy. Wow. That's not fun. I tell you, the world is totally look like reverse, you know. Back to you.
Yeah, I watched the news last night and or yesterday afternoon, evening, and they mentioned that Paris or France has broken the record 2 days in a row or something for the hottest day. And some people have even lost their lives in drowning, swimming in the river Seine that goes through Paris and that, so they can cool off. Apparently, and I should have known this, but I wasn't aware, but air conditioning isn't common in Europe, because they really never needed it like we do here. And but now fans, stores can't keep fans on the shelf. People are buying them as much as they can. I know Germany's got it, Spain. I think England also got hit with this weather bubble, as they call it. Like it just stalls over Europe. Yeah, it's unfortunate. And it's the same thing here, Pierre, as in Quebec. When it gets really hot in the summer, we get humidity that's so bad. Sometimes it's hard to take my shirt off, you know? It sticks to you. And that's after just not doing anything. I've gotten in the habit sometimes in the summer when it gets hot like that and I want to go for a bicycle ride, I wait until about 11 o'clock at night and go then, do night rides. I've got a set of lights on there and do night rides. And that's fun, actually. Actually, that's fun because it's different. Back to you, Pierre.
Yeah, Roger, that, oh yeah. I know what you mean. I was in Quebec City for a while and, wow. No, that's not fun. If you're young, it's not too bad, you know. Lots of people like sunshine, blah, blah, blah. But on my age and stuff, no way. I can hold it, no way. No. Well, I have a good thing on my backyard. I built a patio, you know, with the roof and everything, and I'm always on the shade. It doesn't matter what time of the day. And I set up my barbecue, my some kind of a kitchen table outside, and you know, and if I would like to do some HF or VHF contact and go outside sometime, you know, nice and relaxed, and no problem at all. Perfect. So if it's raining, I don't care. I have a roof, so you know. That's nice and cold a little bit, so I'm happy what I did. Back to you.
Hey, it sounds like you got a winning setup, seriously, you know. Nothing better than sitting out in the back and with a roof over your head in warm weather while raining, you know. I would enjoy it. That would be good. Pierre, I'm going to let you go and carry on with the rest of my morning. In a couple of hours, it's still early, so I'm going to wait until a little bit later, do a little bit of shopping, and that way I can, you know, get out of the QTH. My body's still sore from yesterday's bicycle ride, so I can't move very fast. Pierre, I'm getting old. VE5AL and VA3HR1. Back to you, Pierre.
Yeah, Roger, that. Well, I tell you, no, I'm not a young chicken anymore. Hi. I'm not flying too high, I tell you. Anyway, yeah, tomorrow will be a little bit busy. Well, I'm supposed to get my new antenna tomorrow afternoon by Puro later. So, Friday is supposed to rain, so that's not a good day to fix that antenna. So we'll see, anyhow. All right, 73 Henry, and we'll see you later. V3 HRY, V5AL. I will be clear and listening. 73 Henry.
Yeah, 73 Pierre. And let me know how it turns out, the antenna. 73 V3HRY.
Yeah, I will, and I send to you a picture and what I'm supposed to do and everything. So, yeah, I send to you a picture tomorrow for sure. All right, 73. V1 Echo Papa, V5 Alpha Lima. Are you still there, Henry? I apologize what happened. I don't know what happened before, but are you still there? V5 Alpha Lima.